This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are continuing our back to school episode talking about bullying and how to identify it and what really defining it, understanding what it is, and then how do we deal with it. So before the break, we were talking with Dr. Johnson and Dr. Berdahl, and thank you again so much for being here with us today. They're the authors of Warning Signs, How to Protect Your Kids from Becoming Victims or Perpetrators of Violence and Aggression. And before the break, we were talking about the fact that you see bullying peaking around that middle school time and also during transitions from elementary school to middle school and from middle school to high school. And that's because social hierarchies have to be reestablished amongst the kids, which makes a lot of sense. And you also were saying that bullies tend to identify their victims as kids who tend to be weaker in the groups or demonstrate lower self-esteem. Now, my question would be, if you do have a child with lower self-esteem or who seems, you know, have weaker physical characteristics or, you know, whatever the case may be, and they're feeling insecure, it seems to me like it would be very hard to get them to talk to you about the fact that they are being bullied. So let's talk about opening the dialogue with our kids how we find out that something's going wrong on both sides.
That's a great point. So, and I also just wanted to add that not only do bullies tend to pick on kids they see as a better target because they're weaker, but just basically anyone who's different from, you know, in terms of religion or race or socioeconomic status or interests or whatever. So it's not just weakness, but it's difference or disability. But yeah, how do you start that conversation? Great point. So basically, we recommend that you have a talk with all your kids before the school year starts about bullying. And so this happens even before you suspect it could be happening. And that's the best way to make sure that kids will be coming to you if it does happen. So you've opened up that line of communication already. And we just recommend a simple question and pick a relaxed time. You know, where not much is happening. The TV's off, you know. And you might be in the car or whatever. And just say, hey, you know, I know that there is a lot of bullying going on. And, you know, so I just wanted to see what you know about that. What do you know about what bullying is? And then see what they say. Praise them for what they know, add to their knowledge, you know, give them that definition, and then make it very clear to them that bullying is never okay, it's never the victim's fault, so this is generically, you know, and that you definitely want to know if it happens to them.
Yeah, and about 80% of all bullying occurs in front of an audience, in front of other kids. And so it's very possible that your child may not actually be the one that's being targeted, but they know the person who is. And so being able to talk to your kids also about what to do, what kinds of things they can do when they see anyone, not just themselves, but anyone being bullied. Some of the more successful anti-bullying intervention programs actually focus on bystanders as well and get bystanders to intervene and to say something to decrease the likelihood that bullying will continue.
Yeah. I'm so happy you said that because that was what I was going to ask. Because I think that in a lot of cases, kids see things and they're somewhat paralyzed because they don't know how to handle it or what to do. We need to arm them with that knowledge as well. So what do we need to tell those? What do we need to tell our kids? If you do see this happening, what do they do?
Yeah, that's a lot of times kids are reluctant to say anything because they're afraid that the bully will then focus on them.
Yeah,
but I think that, you know, helping kids at least in the moment temporarily say, hey, I think I hear a teacher coming if it's happening at school, or I heard someone going to the principal's office, doing anything to stop it in the moment becomes important. And then also helping the kids say things like that can help to distract or can distract the attention of the bully, saying things like, yeah, I'm a wimp. Yeah, I'm pretty short, but I'm working on it. Those kinds of things to try to help de-escalate the situation as a bully is trying to get things to escalate for their benefit.
And just as a bystander, just your presence, your silent presence by someone being bullied without laughing, without reinforcing the bully's behavior, looking into their eyes you know, kind of indicating, hey, I'm watching this, mm-hmm. and standing by that child can be helpful. Or saying, hey, I think the teacher wants to talk to us, and getting the child to stand by an adult.
Yeah, yeah, and letting the bully know that what's happening here isn't cool. This isn't, you know, something that people are admiring in them. One of the things that bullies often, one of the assumptions bullies often make is that they're far more popular than they usually are in the school. And so bullies think that this sort of activity actually increases their status, where it really doesn't.
Yeah, and there are a number of things that, you know, if you feel like it's happening to your kids, and we list a bunch of warning signs in the book, there are definitely things that you can suggest to your child to try before you, you know, run in and say, hey, you know, this needs to stop immediately, which you might end up doing. But at first, it's really important to give a bullied child a sense of control over what's happening, because oftentimes they won't, or they'll be afraid to tell because they think it'll make it worse.
Mm-hmm. So how do you give them that sense of control?
Yeah. So you say to them, hey, if it ever does happen to you, or if you find out it's happening, say, okay, this isn't okay. You don't deserve this. And I'm going to help you stop this. You're just a kid. You can't be expected to stop it alone, but I want you to be, you know, make a plan with me so that we can together stop this. And I want you to feel comfortable with what we plan. And so you're kind of making them, giving them ideas. What would make you feel more safe? What do you think might help you feel better or stop this? And listen to them.
Make it a collaborative plan. I like that. We're going to be back with more right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and you're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.